Blog Talk Radio.
The Bible and faith. In spite of prevailing uncertainty and disbelief, we firmly maintain that if you will recognize the Bible as God's holy word of truth, the revelation of his dealings with his people in the past, in his plans for the future, and are prepared to accept it logically and wholeheartedly, the wonder of its message can become so clear and positive to you as to engender a faith and trust as real as that experienced by the apostles themselves. The indwelling spirit Jesus talked about. I will now speak on how misunderstood the Holy Spirit is perceived. In Ephesians 4:30 reads, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." The Holy Spirit can be defined in both the Greek and the Hebrew language. Greek word the means the definite article, the, this, that, one, he, she, it, etc. Greek word spirit means a current of air, breath, breathe, a spirit, a human, the rational soul, our divine God, the Holy Spirit. Greek word holy means physical, pure, morally, blameless, or religious, ceremonially consecrated saint. In the Greek word God means a deity, the supreme divinity. Hebrews of the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit is read the Spirit Holy. Hebrews word spirit means when, by resemblance, breath, life, anger, instability. Hebrew word holy means sacred place or thing. Men out of ignorance corrupted the meaning and identity of the Holy Spirit. They often revered the Holy Spirit as the person of the Holy Spirit. Nowhere in the scripture do we find the Holy Spirit referred to as a person, nor do we find it even written as in the person of the Holy Spirit. So then, where did it come from? We as Christians do not worship three gods. We worship one God and his Son, Jesus Christ. Back, talking in tongues, babbling, unrecognizable languages, is nothing more than a demonic utterance. Those doing it have no idea of what they are saying or where it comes from. 1 Corinthians 14:33 reads, "God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints." Then we have those that interpret tongues, prophesizing the babbling. They themselves are possessed souls who are defining what the evil spirits are saying through the Bible. Neither this nor the tongues should be confused with the spiritual gifts that you'll find in 1 Corinthians 12:10. These are the true gifts. The tongues in Corinthians are talking about different kinds of language skills, different kinds of tongues which can be interpreted or translated, not unknown babbling. Another error is to be slain in the spirit, which is a physical knocking down of a person or throwing a person across the room. People that do this are giving themselves boldly over to evil spirits from the spiritual realm that we are forbidden to commune with. The Holy Spirit does not knock people down or throw them across rooms. Most times in the Bible, when someone went down to the ground, it was forward to worship in awe. But evil spirits throw people on their backs, and many must be caught to avoid injury. They are helpless. The only time someone was thrown backwards in the Bible was those who came to betray Christ. You can find in John 18:5-6, they answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus saith unto them, I am he." And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As they then, as he had said unto them, "I am he," they went backwards and fell to the ground. I can remember a personal experience when I think it was on one Mother's Day, and they called up all the mothers to be prayed for, and they had a visiting preacher or teacher, and she went down the line knocking us out. And when she came to me and hit me with the palm of her hand, I was like, oh my God, she hit me. And then she went further down, knocking other women down to the ground. She proceeded to come back to me. And I said, no, you are hitting me. And she went on. So I personally have experienced this being slayed in the spirit. Another error, holy laughter, which is the uncontrollable hysterical laughing for no apparent reason. This person under this influence is helpless to control it or stop it, giving control of themselves over to evil spirits. A whole church room full of helpless, hysterical people falling on the ground, laughing uncontrollably. Once again, God is not the author of confusion. 1 Corinthians 14:33. Let's not forget people having violent convulsions and sometimes foaming of the mouth and making animal noise like a donkey or snorting like a horse or barking and howling like a dog or a wolf. And last but not least, being drunk in the spirit. Prophets roaring like lions, shaken in the spirit. None of these are biblical, none of them by the Holy Spirit of God. These are no more than pagan feasts. People do this thinking that they are participating something holy or glorifying God. They are nothing but demonic practices spawned from evil spirits, not a blessing from the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Hold on. Of God. It is the power of God in action. It is through the Holy Spirit of God that God interacts with his creation, with us, his children. You can find in Genesis 1:2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And again in Acts 2:17, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. This altered view of the Holy Spirit has been passed down from churchman to churchman. Until now, this misunderstanding of the identity and operation of the Holy Spirit is the norm taught to lay people of perhaps most all Christian congregations around the world. Many Christians have unknowingly, at best, received these false teachings. The Lord, Jehovah, word 3068, is the self-existent or eternal one. Let's continue with the term indwelling of the Spirit. There is the Holy Spirit that dwells in a man. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God that rests upon you or resides in you. It is the Holy Spirit that guides, leads, and teaches Christians, also known as the Comforter. The Holy Spirit works through men. When the elect, and we will have a study later on the elect, testify, and when the prophets of old spoke prophecy and wrote the books of the Bible, they are both the self-same Spirit of God, but just in different operations. There is not two different Holy Spirits. There is only one Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit. Scripture documents the point that it is the same one Holy Spirit that operates upon man. You can find in 1 Corinthians 12:3-11, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit. 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. 5. And there are differences of an administration, but the same Lord. 6. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. 8. For to one is given the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. 9. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. 10. To another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. 11. But all these worketh that one, the same self-spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. King James Version. God rests upon or resides in a Christian. That Christian is still just a man or a woman. This must be clarified because there are some who think that since the Spirit of God dwells within a Christian, they are somehow godlike. This is very dangerous thinking that goes all the way back to the first lie of Satan in the Garden of Eden when he said, ye shall be as gods. And you can find that in Genesis 3:5. We are the children, and the Lord God is the Father. We will never be more than he, and he will never be less. Revelations 21:3. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. Every Christian is filled with the Holy Spirit. That is the Spirit of God, the presence of the Lord God within a faithful Christian. Remember what Jesus said in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Again, Jesus praying, John 17:21 through 22, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. And remember, this one that we speak of is Echard, unified one, not Yached, singular one. And also you can find in Ephesians 1:12-13, that we should be the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, 13, and whom ye also trusted. After that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. And then 1 Thessalonians 4:7-8, for God hath not called us unto uncleanliness, but unto holiness. 8. He therefore that despiseth not men, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. That's the King James Version. And then in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? 20. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which is God's. Behold, all souls are mine. You can find that in Ezekiel 18:4. Also, Luke 3:16, John answered, saying unto them, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I come, and latch of those shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire, King James Version. The Holy Spirit will work through a Christian. That Holy Spirit is the power of God working through a faithful Christian to accomplish his desires and his will. Also in 1 Corinthians 2:13-14, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things to spiritual. 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. King James Version. And then John 14:26. But the Comforter,
which is the Holy Spirit,
whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I have said unto you.
I hope you enjoyed this study. For transcripts, reviews, or comments, write me at JesusAndWe@BellSouth.net or visit my website at www.JesusAndWeTalk.org. He lives, and thank you.